This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? By Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And also by M3 Wireless, your best choice of internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans, priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Sebring Fire Department responded to a fire at around 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Besides the Sebring Fire Department, the Sebring Ambulance and Sebring Police were also dispatched for a fully engulfed garage and pole building fire in the 300 block of East Main Street, a half block off of M25. The Sebring Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call, and with a fast attack on the fire, was able to keep it from extending to the home, which was a mere 6 feet away from the garage, according to information from the Sebring Police Department. While battling the blaze, the Sebring Fire Department received mutual aid assistance from the Owendale Fire Department, as well as from the ACW Unionville Fire Department. Also, the Michigan State Police assisted the Sebring Police with traffic control at the scene. The garage, as well as its contents, which included an antique tractor, were a total loss. The fire department was able to clear the scene at approximately 10:30 a.m. According to Sebring Police Chief Steve Repke, there were no injuries. And another local and regional news for today. The Almet Township Board of Trustees has approved having an improvement project done, as well as made some appointments. The board accepted T.G. Prey's proposal of $62,059 to pave the parking lot and to request a $10,000 grant from the Almet Downtown Development Authority to help with the cost. The board also approved several appointments. The board approved Terry Grott as deputy treasurer. She started on November 19th with a starting salary of $18 per hour. Leo Hagar was appointed to the Planning Commission for a term ending on December 31st of 2026. Lindsay Senstock was appointed as an alternate to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term ending on December 31st, 2027. And Roberta Cudson was appointed to the Almet Township and Almet Village Park Board for a term ending on November the 10th of 2028. It was also announced that firefighter cadet Samuel DeMaio has moved from being a cadet firefighter up to being a probationary firefighter. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Are you paying too much for high-speed internet service to your home or business? Get lightning-fast upload and download speeds with M3 Wireless. Stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The Group of 20 summit in South Africa is set to end with another diplomatic spat involving the United States after the host country refused to hand over the rotating presidency of the bloc to what it described as a junior U.S. official. The U.S. boycotted the two-day meeting of leaders from rich and emerging economies in Johannesburg over the Trump administration's claims that South Africa is violently persecuting its Afrikaner white minority. The U.S. is due to take over as G20 president for 2026. South Africa says a traditional handover ceremony likely will not happen because the United States only wanted to send an official from its embassy. And another national and international news. Pressure is increasing for the former Prince Andrew to give evidence to a U.S. Congressional Committee investigation for the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein regarding Britain's prime minister. Keir Starmer did not directly comment about King Charles III's disgraced younger brother, but did tell reporters traveling with him for the Group of 20 summit in Johannesburg that as a, quote, general principle, people should provide evidence to investigators. The former prince, now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, has so far ignored a request from members of the House Oversight Committee for a transcribed interview. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your obituaries right after this.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto. They're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your obituaries. The following area deaths have been reported for today, Sunday, November the 23rd of 2025. Arlene E. Barber, age 83 of Bad Axe, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral services for Arlene E. Barber will be held on Tuesday, November 25th at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday at the funeral home from 2 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Industries, and condolences may be shared with the family online at KaufmanFuneralHome.com. And Emily Christine Booms, age 76 of Harbor Beach, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral mass for Emily Christine Booms will be Tuesday, November 25th, at the St. Anthony's Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Visitation for Emily Christine Booms will be at the church on Tuesday, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. Her family will be having a private burial at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And for a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the Thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better Health. better life.
That was a look at your news and obituaries for the hour. That look at your news and obituaries has been brought to you now by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? By Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And also by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, you can go to m3isp.com.